Warriors-Raptors Game 6 of the NBA Finals, a Thursday night battle in the final Warriors game at Oracle Arena, and Klay Thompson powering the attack early, delivering a game-high 30 points, but exited the game in the third quarter with a left knee injury and did not return. Stephen Curry with a 21.7 assist night. Draymond Green, tremendous energy, a triple-double with 11 points, 13 assists, and 19 rebounds. And Andre Iguodala clutch with 22 points as it was a fight to the finish. Yet the Raptors grabbed Game 6, 114-110, to claim the 2019 NBA title.
Before I take any questions, I want to congratulate Toronto. They're a fantastic basketball team. Great defensively. Share the ball, play a beautiful style. A lot of great two-way players and a lot of veteran players who have been in this league contributing for a long time. And so I'm very happy for them. You know, winning a championship is the ultimate in this league. And they've got a lot of guys who have earned this. So congrats to Toronto, to their organization, to their fans. They are a worthy champion. Let me say a couple words about our team. It's hard to put into words how I feel about our team. What I've witnessed as their coach over the last 5 years is just an incredible combination of talent and character and commitment to each other. This just doesn't happen. A group of guys like this don't come around together and do what they did over the last 5 years. And I've been lucky enough to be their coach. That's what I told them in the locker room. I can't tell you my gratitude in terms of just being put in this position to be with this group and to coach them and to help them. But I could not be any luckier as a coach to be with these guys every day and to watch them compete. And boy, do they compete. I think they showed that in this series and throughout the playoffs. So with that, I will take some questions.
Anthony, on your right.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. I know it's obviously so fresh now, but how much do you think, you know, a couple years from now, you'll look back at this season with the what-ifs on the injuries with Kevin and obviously what happened to Klay tonight?
Yeah, I mean, more than the what-ifs is just feeling bad for the players involved. You know, injuries are always part of the NBA season. Any professional sport, injuries play a huge role, and it's just the nature of these injuries, the severity of these injuries, and we'll know more about Klay, but you know, we can sit here and say, well, if this hadn't happened or that hadn't happened, that doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, Kevin Durant is going to miss next season with an Achilles tear, and Klay suffered a knee injury, and we'll know, as I said, we'll know more before too long. But it's just brutal. It's just brutal what these guys have had to deal with and what they're dealing with right now. And so that's my initial feeling.
Tim, over here on this side.
Kyle Kami, The Athletic. Steve, just what is going through your mind when you see Klay go down and obviously in pain, and you already have Kevin out. You have Kevon, you know, wearing an ice pack and a harness practically when he's not playing. As a coach, does it dawn on you that what is happening here, and what are your players saying? What's the emotion through all this?
It's amazement that that we're sitting in this position. You know, with, you know, during the game, we have a chance to win the game. Force a game seven, go back to Toronto, and you just think how has this group of guys put themselves in position to do it, and then, as I said, you know, when Klay goes down and is out for the game, it's just, you know, sort of a, you got to be kidding me, like this has to stop, but it's just the way it's gone. I don't know if it's related to five straight seasons of playing 100 plus games and just all the wear and tear, but it's devastating.
Came off. It looked like he was not going to come back, and then came back the tunnel, down the tunnel. Did you think he might be able to play again, or was it just strictly to shoot the free throws?
Well, I think what happened was he wasn't aware of the rule that, you know, if you don't shoot the free throws, you can't come back in the game. So I think somebody told him in the hallway. Clay being Clay, he just turned right around and came back and shot the free throws. And, you know, we committed the automatic foul to get him out of the game. And he came back and he told me just 2 minutes. Just, you know, it was, I think there was, you know, 2 minutes left in the third. He said, just a 2 minute rest, I'll be ready. And next thing I heard was he was done for the night from Drew Yoder, our trainer.
We're here in the aisle.
Coach, Sandeep Chanak with Yahoo Sports. Before Clay got hurt, you know, 30 points, he was rolling, and, you know, big if here, but if he doesn't go down, how do you think the game plays out?
Doesn't matter. He went down.
Mark, right here, too, a couple of rows up.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. You talked about the commitment that these guys have to one another. How did that commitment get you past Clay's injury to Steph having an open look for a game-winning shot potentially?
Well, they're a gifted, competitive group, and even without the injured players, even without Clay, even without KD, you look out on the floor, you still got a lot of great basketball players. Andre had a huge night for us. We had to have that. You know, somebody had to come in and score for us tonight, and Andre did that. You know, Draymond was fighting like crazy all night. Looney with, you know, a fractured chest cartilage, fighting. And I thought DeMarcus came in, gave us good minutes. So we just kept going, and I think our guys relied on their experience of being in this moment. They don't get nervous. I think they just keep playing. And you know, we had a chance. So they fought and gave it every opportunity.
When Steph took the shot, what went through your mind?
I just thought it was in. I always think every shot Steph takes is going in. So, but they don't all go in. So, but what a warrior, no pun intended. You know, Steph was getting hounded this entire series. Toronto did a great job on him, sending 2-3 people at him, hounding him and harassing him. And, you know, especially without Clay to rely on in that fourth quarter, I thought he got a little worn down.
Mark, last question here. We have Draymond now coming up.
It's Steve, Mark Medina, Barry, and the news group. When you look at DeMarcus and the journey he took with overcoming the different injuries and how he fit in with his team, where would he put the season in context for him?
I was really pleased with the way DeMarcus performed the last couple games. You know, he came in and gave us huge minutes and gave it everything he had, committed himself to the team and came off the bench and kept us going when we needed him. So, you know, tough season for him in terms of coming off the injury and then getting injured again in the playoffs. So it was not easy for him, but I think he contributed, and I think he learned a lot, and I think our guys really enjoyed being around him. I know I did, and he helped us. He helped us win a lot of games.
Thank you, Coach.
And Jim, I think the Warriors showed in this series that, you know, they could have won this series without Kevin Durant. But I don't think they had a chance of winning the series without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson.
No.
Because Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors are just too good.
Oh, without question. And you saw the impact Durant had, obviously, in Game 5 up in Toronto. But, you know, the Warriors have played other teams in the finals where they had key players hurt. So you don't make an excuse.
Nope, but I will say
this.
That's the way it is.
But I'll say this tonight. Klay Thompson wasn't hurt. And he got hurt and in that third quarter, and it proved to be the difference. He was the hottest player on the floor. He played 32 minutes tonight, scored 30 points. He was 10 of 10 from the line. He'd made four of the Warriors' eventual 11 threes that they made. He was really, really good, and they were in control of the game, and they were confident, And I think they would have. I think there would have been Game Seven if Klay Thompson had been able to finish this particular game.
I agree with you. I think, but again, give credit to Toronto.
Oh yeah,
they were. I think, you know, the team we saw in November and December was not the team that showed up in June.
No,
this team was much better. They did a great job managing the stress on Kawhi Leonard, who's still coming off his injury from a year ago, and they have done. Masai Ujiri is talking right now, and he's done a great job of finding players and drafting guys, because even the trades they made for Marc Gasol, they picked him up, they got Serge Ibaka, they sent players the other way, guys that they had drafted late or mid first round, Marc Gasol coming over in a trade that involved some other pieces. So they've done a nice job with their franchise to keep it competitive.
You have to go back to the Milwaukee series when they got down 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to double overtime for Game 3. It looked like that they were going to give the series away to Milwaukee. But instead, they turned it around. They managed to win in double overtime. Didn't look that impressive. But then all of a sudden, they got better and better. Then they met the Warriors. And the Warriors got a split up there in Game 2. Came here, though, and they looked so good. Particularly, I just remember third quarter of Game 4. When they put the hammer down on the Warriors, and the Warriors could not stop them. Warriors came up there and stole Game 5, winning by one. Incredible effort. But tonight, I tell you, it started off badly. The Warriors were very, very sloppy, and they got behind, as you mentioned, 8-0 immediately. But they fought back, and I couldn't believe how badly they had played, but they're only down 3.5 with all those turnovers. And without Curry, he only got 2 shots from the field in the first quarter alone. He had very difficult time getting free, and they were obviously trying to make somebody else beat them tonight. And you know who pulled it off? Playoff Andre. He was absolutely phenomenal, particularly in the second half. Warriors left 9 free throws on the board that they could have made. They missed. But Andre was really terrific, and he gets a playoff high here for him, 22 points. I'd say a playoff high in this round, this year. He was terrific. And Cousins gave all he could do when he came in there, but they're pretty tough inside. They've got some big people, too, in Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol. And Draymond Green, what can you say? He was very, very good tonight. He was very, very bad handling the basketball. It's just the way it was. But 19 rebounds, a playoff new career high for him.
Kawhi Leonard just got the Most Valuable Player Award for the NBA Finals, and well-deserved. 732 points in the playoffs this year for Kawhi Leonard. Only LeBron James in 2018 and Michael Jordan in 1992 have scored more in a playoff run. So congratulations to Kawhi Leonard. And a couple of shout-outs here for the Toronto side. A couple of people I'm really happy for. Former Santa Cruz Warrior head coach Nate Bjorkgren, who's down on Nick Nurse's staff. Very happy for Nate. Phil Handy, who's a Bay Area guy, grew up here. Happy for him, and very happy for Jeremy Lin. Originally signed by the Warriors, picked up by Toronto after he was waived by Atlanta, and in front of family and friends, he wins an NBA title. So congratulations to Jeremy. So, but all in all, we haven't heard if Steve Kerr is at the room yet. Apparently he has not been
summoned
to the room yet. He still may be talking to some of his players. But I'm just, you know what, even when the Warriors lost in 2016, Jim, I thought even with the injuries they had to Bogut and Curry playing with a bad knee, you know, I thought the Warriors were better than Cleveland. I thought they kind of let Cleveland take that from them.
Okay.
In this case, I'm really impressed with the Warriors' fortitude and their character in this postseason, and the fact that they had one game and basically a little bit of one quarter with all 8 of their top 8 players available for them in the entire postseason, and still came within a missed 3 of going to a Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That's a testament to, A, how good they are, but also about their character and their fortitude and their toughness.
Yes, and if this is or has been a dynasty, it doesn't necessarily end. They are still capable of coming back and winning more championships. You know, everybody speculates about that. And I hate that kind of talk. Yes, this is still a dominant team, and they will be a dominant team next year.
Absolutely. And they've got the three great players. We know for sure, well, we have, you know, things are going to happen in the offseason. The roster is not going to be exactly the same. I expect a lot of changes, actually, in the roster coming into next year. So we'll see. But, you know, first and foremost, thanks to all those players for their cooperation throughout the course of the season. And still waiting for Steve Kerr to get to the podium to talk with him. JB, any final thoughts?
No, always a disappointment when you lose. But you lose with your head up. And I'll tell you what, they gave him a hell of a fight today, despite all the obstacles they had to overcome. I mean, it was incredible. And how about, you know, how about this? This is, speaks for the entire team. How about Klay Thompson coming out, walking out, did not want to leave the game. They made him leave the game. He makes the two free throws.
Right.
After he has tweaked his knee, and I still, you know, it's speculate on it, but I just know how that goes. And I'm saying this from experience and seeing it a lot. I think he probably damaged his medial collateral ligaments. That's what I think you're going to read, medial collateral ligaments. He obviously tweaked his knee.
Give me your final thoughts on Oracle Arena.
Oh, man, Tim, there are so many thoughts. I've been doing so many radio shows all over the United States and Canada, as you have, all during these finals, and we talk about different things. And I can go back to my playing days and the first game ever played here as a Golden State Warrior. I guess we beat the Detroit Pistons. Greg Papa brought this up today. I didn't know that. He said I had 18 in the game, what have you. I don't remember that. I remember playing the Bucks here in the playoffs 2 years in a row in 72 and 73, and I could point out a couple games there that I was, especially the series-ending game where we won here in Oakland, and I played one of my better games, and I remember that, of course. But then we go, just like you said, to run with the late 80s.
Late 80s, you had Sleepy Floyd, you had, before that, Purvis Short, the championship in 74-75.
Beat San Antonio with David Robinson.
Yep, that's another one. That was in the late 80s, early 90s. And you know, the run TMC was kind of like a meteor. Yeah. And then
it was fun.
It got kind of dark after that for a long time. And then another meteor came, and that was We Believe, flashing across for 2 years of an incredibly fun ride with great characters and a team that you could not help but fall in love with. And then it got dark again for a few years, and then the drafting of Steph Curry, Joe Lacob, Peter Gruber coming in. And I can still remember when it was early in the season and they officially got a hold of the team and made that announcement where Joe Lacob looked up at that 74-75 championship banner, and they didn't even have the Philadelphia banners up there, which was, I thought, a mistake by the old ownership. And he said, that's a lonely banner up there. We're going to put some more up there. And boy, did they. 3 and 4 years. Now 3 and 5, and you know, this is the run of the franchise.
Yes,
this is the best 5-year run I think this franchise will ever have, and we've all been honored and privileged to witness it.
Yeah, and I will just say this: we know they've been great on the court, but to a man, this is an organization of integrity from the top to the bottom, and all through the players. And the Warriors are fortunate enough to have a leader in Stephen Curry, 2-time MVP. Who was drafted, he sets the example, and he represents the Warriors in the most outstanding professional way that you could ever be. And I have to say, it's just a pleasure to be around players like Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green in their competitive spirit. But off the court, I really like them.
Absolutely. And I think, Jim, that character that you talked about, that they're likable guys and they're good guys, and they put team in front of egos and shots and money, and I think that's one reason why they were able to survive some of the pitfalls the last couple of years.
Yep, they've got a strong character. Yep,
strong character. It's a strong locker room. JB, thank you so much. Had fun this postseason. Great job, and look forward to working with you again as we cross the bay just a little bit over to Chase Center.
Tim, I appreciate you opening up the mic a little bit to let me come in, and hope I didn't rub you too hard and say the wrong things. I did let you get the beautiful last game comments that you did on game 5. It was exquisite, and I managed to stay out of your way. That's what I'm most proud of.
Okay. And on that note, JB, you have a great offseason.
We'll talk.
Thank you for joining us all season long for the stories of the Warriors. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.